So I want to share with you what I said. Shabbos Parshas B'Shalach. The pasuk says, "Vayikach Moshe es atzmos Yosef imoy." Moshe took the bones of Yosef with him. Ki hashbeya hishbiya as b'nei Yisrael lema, because he made B'nai Yisrael take an oath, saying, Pakoy Divkad Elikim Eschem, Hashem will remember you, Ba'alisam Esatzmoy Yisayim Yizei Yitchem, and you will elevate my bones from here with you. Please, everyone, please put your phone on mute. So the Gemara says Chacham Lev Yikach Mitzvos. There's a pasuk, Chacham Lev Yikach Mitzvos. A wise heart acquires mitzvos. Say Chazal Zeh Moshe. This is a reference to Moshe, that the Shekol Am is Asku Babiza. The entire nation was busy with the loot of Mitzrayim. Moshe, while everyone else was busy with the loot, Moshe was preoccupied with the bones of Yosef. So we need to understand the terminology that the Pasuk uses, which is Chacham Lev, a wise heart. Wisdom, we usually attribute to the head. So it seems that it would be more appropriate that it should say Chacham Rosh, a wise head, Yikach Mitzvos. Why does it say a wise heart? Later on in the parasha, we have the Shira, and the Shira begins with the words, Oz Yashir, then we'll sing. And Rashi is already bothered by what seems to be an inconsistency, because Oz is present and Yashir is future. So we need to understand what is the, it seems that the appropriate wording should have been Oz Sharu B'nei Yisrael, then they sang. Why does it say Oz Yashir, then they will sing? The Shabbos Parshas B'Shalach is called Shabbos Shira, the Shabbos of song, which indicates that there's a connection between Shabbos and song, and we need to understand what the connection is. Later on in the Parsha, in the Parsha of the Mon, the Pasuk says, Re'u, Moshe says to B'nai Yisrael, Re'u ki Hashem nosan lachem es haShabbos. Realize that Hashem has given you the Shabbos. That is why He's giving you on the sixth day, on Friday, He's giving you double bread, double mon. Shivu ish tachtav. Everyone should remain in their place. Al yetzei ish memkayim b'yom hashvi'i. No one should leave their place on the seventh day. So there's a double expression here. Once it says shivu ish tachtav, that everyone should remain in his place, why does the pasuk need to say Al yetzei ish min kaimai, that no one should leave their place? It's mamash redundant. So I'd like to suggest the following. There's a famous saying from the Baal Shem Tov, Dort wie die Machshove is, dort is der Mensch. That where a person's thought is, that is where the person is. So a person can be physically standing in Chicago, But if their mind is in the stock market, then that's where the person is. The person is where their mind is. So, and the truth is, this is something we experience on a regular basis. We attempt to daven, and our mind wanders, and we really are not in the davening. Our mind is, since our mind is elsewhere, we are where our mind is. We're not paying attention at all to the words we're saying. And the same applies to when we're sitting down, to learn, or or anything else that we're doing, and we have our mind is distracted. The Baal Shem Tov is telling us that we are where our mind is. The only etza, the only tactic to tackle this is hachana, is preparation. In order for a person to be present in any situation, it requires at least a few moments of focus, so that the person could just, for the person just to step back and realize what they're about to do. I'm about to daven to the Melech Malchei Hamelochim. I'm about to put on tefillin. I'm about to light Shabbos candles in amongst the whole Erev Shabbos rush. There needs to be a few moments of refocusing, just in order for us to be able to be present in what we're about to do. But if a person just rolls into a situation, just steps into a situation without any previous focus, then it's almost impossible for the person to be present in what the person is about to do. To sing a shira, in order to be able to sing a song requires lev, a song requires heart. A song that doesn't emanate from the heart is not a song. In order for a song to take place, there needs to be preparation. If there's no preparation, the heart is not present, then it's just not a song. And that's why the Shira begins with the words, Oz Yashir. Then they will sing. Meaning, and as Rashi explains, Oz Kisha'ola Belibo Eloi Mashira, there was a preparation. They thought about singing Shira. That the only way they were able to sing Shira is because beforehand, they thought about the fact that they were going to sing Shira. If not, it wouldn't have been a possibility to sing Shira. And the truth is that this is exactly what Mitzrayim took away from Klal Yisrael. Mitzrayim preoccupied us with the hard labor, to the extent that we didn't have our minds, we didn't have our heart. We weren't able to focus. We were elsewhere. We weren't able to be present, to be able to do anything besides be preoccupied with our work. Yosef HaTzadik was the Baal HaChalomos. He was a dreamer, which means that Yosef thought in advance of what was going to be. That's what a dream is. A dream is somebody who thinks about what is going to be. He was a person that prepared, the first person that we find the actual preparation of the Torah is by Yosef HaTzadik in Parshas Miketz. It says, V'tovoyach tevach v'hochein. Yosef prepared. He was a dreamer. He dreamt in advance. And therefore, Yosef was able to be present. And Yosef said to Bnei Yisrael, the only way you're ever going to be able to get out of the Tumah of Mitzrayim is V'ha'alisem es atzmoisayim izay itchem, as if you take my atzmias with you. If you take my essence with you, the essence of being a balachalimus, the essence of preparing before you do anything so that you should be present when you do it. That's the only way you're going to be able to ascend from Mitzrayim. So when a pasuk says, Vayikach Moshe's atzmos Yosef imoy, Moshe took the atzmias of Yosef with him, and that, Chazal say, Chacham Lev Yikach Mitzvos. Somebody who has a wise heart will be able to acquire the mitzvahs. Specifically, a wise heart, understanding that in order for one's heart to be involved in anything, one needs to have the atzmias of Yosef. One needs to have the atzmias of Yosef. Shabbos Kodesh, Chazal tell us that when a person enters Shabbos, it needs to be kilu kol melachtecha asuya. It has to be as if all your work is taken care of. The Rebbeinu Shlom wants on Shabbos that we should be in the Shabbos. That we should actually be there. Our minds shouldn't be elsewhere, because if our minds are elsewhere, we're not there. And that's what the pasuk is telling us. Ru'u, realize ki Hashem nosan lachem es haShabbos. Hashem has given you Shabbos. Al kenu nosan lachem yom haShishi lechem yomayim. He's giving you double bread on Friday, so you shouldn't have to worry about your parnasa on Shabbos. And therefore, shavu ishtachtav. First of all, physically, everyone remain in your place. But that's not enough. Al yetze ish mim koimoy b'yom ha'shvi. No one should leave their place on Shabbos. Mentally, don't leave your place, because if your mind wanders, then you're not there. Al yetze ish mim koimoy b'yom ha'shvi. No one should leave their place on Shabbos. Live in the Shabbos. So the Shabbos and Shira are very much dependent on each other, because it's only through the mindset of Shabbos, of Al Yetzei Ish Mim Koimoy, that a person should remain where he is, mentally and physically and emotionally. Only that allows for the person to be able to sing Shira with an Oz Yashir, because the person took the time in advance to think about what they're going to do. That allows the person the ability to be where they are and not to be elsewhere. That allows the person to be a Chacham Lev. So the Leib Shalom, we should be Zoiche to be Chachmei Leib by preparing, by focusing in advance on what we're about to do, to be a Baal HaChalomos, to take the Atzmus of Yosef. And through that we'll be Zoiche to Al Yetzei Ish Mim Koimo Ish. We should always be where we are. And we should be zeiche, and that's chus, to elevate ourselves from this galus as we did from as the Rebbeinu Shlom did took us out of that galus in the schus of the Atmos Yosef. May we be zeiche and that schus to be as Mashiach Tzidkenu b'meheru b'yameinu amen.